Praise God, brother.
And if any of y'all ain't have a heard of any walking, you will.
Amen. If you ever hear me, you may not want to hear me again. Amen. I'm telling you, hey, look, I don't know what the deal is most of the time now. Most of the time when I show up at one place, I'll tell you they don't ask me to come back too many times. Amen. You say, well, why is that? Well, you know, they didn't like Jesus, and I don't expect them to like me too much either. Amen. Because, hey, look, we just got to do what we got to do. And look, hey, once again, we want to thank you so very much for all y'all do for us. Please continue to pray for us. Thank you for letting us be part of Faith Baptist Church. Amen. We appreciate that. I'll notice when the lady that got caught for speeding, amen, I'll not say that, but she's sitting right there in that white blouse, amen, got the purple coat to her left, and she's digging out the Word of God. Somebody say amen. Now, look, she's sitting back there just a-grinning, but she's thinking to herself, why don't you preach and shut up? Listen to me this morning. Now, if you come to be old sour, old soiled up thing, you're in the wrong place. Amen. Bless God. He said, hey, you ought to come to the house of God to rejoice. He said, laughter's like a good medicine. Let me help you. When you walk out this door, and honey, I want to thank you for your faithfulness. I'll just stop and say that. Most people that had to go to work this morning probably wouldn't even have came to church. I want you to know, all I can say is thank you. All your pastor can do is say thank you. But one day when you're absent from the body and present with the Lord, they're going to know who you are in heaven for being faithful to Him. Amen. Oh, listen, they are. But back to her. Back to her. Now, this is what she did this morning during Sunday school. Now, you may think that I talk so much that I'm not paying attention, but you be careful. I say a lot, but I'm listening also. If you don't believe that, you have a conversation with my wife after service. I miss very little. I miss very little. I can tell you the ones that's sleeping. I can tell you one's on fire. I can tell you everything that goes on. Yeah. And this is what she did during Sunday school. Now I'm still talking about the lady in the white blouse. Amen. The speeder. And this is what she does. She got up and she counted everyone present. And this is what she did. She said, we got eight members, and three visitors. I thought to myself, I said, honey, don't you know I'm on payroll here? Woo! Somebody say amen. I'm on payroll here. You send me a check every month. Amen. Under God, I'm part of this church. Amen. Hey. He's got, don't write me down as a cotton picking visitor. God is good, isn't he? Amen. Oh, listen, I love to serve the Lord. And you know what? I hope that's your desire and that's your want. But thank you so very much for letting us come. I'll say, hey, look here, I've already told most of you, and I think most of you knew about the trip there to the Philippines. So y'all pray about that. But this morning, hey, let's not take away from the Word of God. Let's not take away from the glory of the Lord. Ephesians chapter number two. When you find your place, you stand. Stretch now. And the only time I want to see you stretching later is when you take a trip. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen, you stand. Ephesians chapter number 2. We're going to read two verses. We'll pray over the word of the Lord. You say, preacher, why do you stand? Well, let me give you a good reference in that. Have you ever been to the courtroom? And I know the speeder has, all right? I'm going to pick on her today. I'm going to pick on her today because I believe she loves me. Amen? Now she says, all my love for you is gone. But look, this is what happens. When you go into the courtroom, what does the bailiff do? What does that one do? He says, all rise. Somebody say amen. And just because that judge has got a robe on, you've got to stand and show honor and reference to his presence. Somebody say amen. Well, the greatest judge on planet earth is Jehovah God. Somebody say amen. And I think if you're going to stand, you're going to give reference to someone, it ought to be God himself. Somebody say amen. Right. Ephesians chapter number 2, I'm going to read two verses. And may I say before I read them, I prayed over this. I know that you know this. But I want to use this to be an encouragement to you while I'm here this morning. Ephesians chapter number 2, verse number 8. The Bible reads and states, it says, well, by grace are you saved through faith. And not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Let us pray. Father, we love you this morning. Thank you so very much for first loving us. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us, Lord, to come and meet with these good people. And Lord, thank you for the opportunity to stand behind this old sacred nest. And Lord, this morning, I pray, God, would you give us unction? Lord, would you put a hedge around this place, around the man of God? Lord, would you hide us under the blood and behind the old rugged cross? Lord, would you let us reveal what you would have us to say to be an encouragement to your people? Lord, to help them as we wait on your coming. Lord, bless the man of God. Bless Brother Donnie. Touch him and each and everyone who's present tonight. For we ask it in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. You may be seated. This morning, I want to talk to you about God's grace just for a few moments this morning. Hey, here we find in the Word of God that the great Apostle Paul, he is writing to the church at Ephesus. Amen? He is writing, and may I say, Paul was a man so greatly used by God. He is one that is referenced in the Word of God that you and I should just take a little time and see how God used someone who was lost and undone and on their way to a devil's hell, but yet the mercy and the goodness of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, Jehovah God, hey, look here, that he spoke to him on the way to Damascus one day. Somebody say amen. Oh, let me help you with the seed of thought. What an encouragement, hey, to know that there's a God who created everything that's ever been created, but yet you and I have a space in his life and a time in his life, and he has time for you and he has time for me, and so did he have time for the great Apostle Paul, who was Saul before he ever got saved by the grace of God. Hey, not only did Saul get saved, but Saul was you. Hey, his name was changed to Paul, and he was used greatly by God. Hey, that God is still looking for some souls to save. And if you've been saved by the grace of God this morning, may I encourage you, God wants to use you. Amen. God wants you to just dedicate ever what you can to him and let him manifest himself in you so you can be a light in a world that's full of darkness and full of sin and full of corruption, all that we may be the hope of their salvation. Hey, look here, and a light unto the path that God in heaven may get the glory. Hey, God has allowed Paul to write the book of Ephesians. He's writing to the church at Ephesus, and he makes some remarkable remarks. He wants to illustrate. He wants the church there at Ephesus just to stop just for a little while. Hey, look, let me help you. It would be good if we, as the movement on planet Earth in the New Testament movement, if we would just stop. If we would come to reality within our mind, heart, soul. Oh, look here, that it was God who came to us. It was God who saved us. It was God who set us free. It was God who penciled our name down in glory. It's God that's coming back for us. It was God that went going to spare place for us. It was God in God's grace that made us what we are today. And let me help you with a seed of thought. The great Apostle Paul, he is writing to a church, and he's saying, look, stop, wait a minute, just be still. And he says, I want you to remember some things. You know something this morning, church? It would do good this morning if God would move on you and God would move on me, that we would just stop and remember some things. Paul's writing to the church at Ephesus, and Paul is writing. He said, whoa, 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 wait just a moment. He says, you need to remember what you was. You need to remember what you where you've been. You need to remember. For by grace. Paul said, for by grace. He says, let me get your attention. Can I get your attention this morning? Hey, we need to stop. We need to remember. It's about his grace. It's about his grace. And Paul is writing, and he's trying to encourage the church here at Ephesus. He said, I want you to stop. I want you to be still. He said, I want you to listen to what I'm trying to tell you. He said, it's not what you've done. It's not what I've done. But it's by his grace. Yeah. His grace. Oh, if we would just stop this morning, church, and stop looking for this big movement or this big bang theory. If you and I would just be still and stop and remember what we would come to the comprehending and the understanding that it was him. It was him. It was his grace. The reason you're in church this morning, the reason this your lady came, and I know she's got to leave, I know she's got to work, but can I help you? Hey, don't judge her too quickly. God ordained the family before you ever did the church. If we would just be still and think about where we might be if it hadn't been for God's grace. Every one of us might be in hell today. What a thought. Church, what a thought. That you or I one could literally miss the grace of God and the touch of God, the calling of God, the salvation of God, and the experience of His grace, and could end up in the devil's hell this morning. Paul writing to the church at Ephesus, and he says, look, he said, I want you to stop. He said, I want you to grasp. He said, I want you to understand. Listen, it's not about you. It's not about me. But it is about for grace. For by God's grace. Can I help you this morning? And I quoted it during Sunday school. But hey, the great apostle Paul, he says, I am what I am by grace. Greater is he that lives in me and he that's in the world. Paul said, I'm nothing, but he's everything. Somebody say amen. Can I help you? If he's alive and he's living in you and you know it by yourself, you can feel that spirit in you and you can feel the touch of God. You may not be able to see God, but under God you ought to be able to feel God.
Right.
Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me this morning. Paul said, hey, it ain't about what I've done. It's not about what you've done. It's not about what we're trying to do. It's all about what he's already done. It's his grace. His grace. Paul said, by grace. He said, by grace are you saved. Oh! No, that don't bother you. Don't affect you too much. Hey, under God, I don't know about you, but hey, this old drunk, this old hog, this old dope head, honey, I'm glad to be saved. Somebody say amen in this place. Oh, listen to me. You want to meet with God? Bless God. You want to have a meeting? Let's get God. Hey, let's ask God to be with us. Amen. Let's give him the reverence. Let's give him the honor. Let's be thankful. Let's raise our hand and hold a hallelujah. Get on fire for him. Oh, listen to me. Why? Hey, does it not mean enough to you? Why are you depending on him to take you to heaven if you won't rejoice in him today? Paul said, just stop. Be still. I'm trying to reveal something to you. I'm trying to tell you something. He said, just don't count you the member of the church. You don't make up the church. He said, but God, just because you're at Ephesus, it don't make you your own Ephesus. He said, hey, I'm trying to reveal to you, we got to get back to the basics. Can I tell you, this New Testament movement we're living in today has got to get back to the basics. We can teach philosophy. Hey, we can teach prophecy. We can teach a lot of things out of here. But as Solomon said, there's a time and place for every place. And the time we're living in, it's time to get off the educational realm and get back to a Holy Ghost movement. A stirred power, a revival sent from God. And the power and the anointing of the sweet Holy Ghost out of heaven. Something man can't generate.
Right. Amen.
Something man can't generate. How do you do that, preacher? I can't. I can't. I've got to understand what Paul's trying to say. I can't. But I know the one who can. I know the one who can. And you know what? The only way he can get it is me and you. We got to want it. We've got to want it. We've got to want it. And Paul stole the church right now. He said, listen. He said, stop. Hey, you know what? Let's do us good this morning to stop and think about how good God's been to us. Oh, I know we got some bad reports. I know we got many that's going to the doctor's appointment and different scheduling this week. Honey, can I help you? I know the pastor said something about his liver. I got your name down on my prayer list, brother. I carry one with me everywhere I go. I just wrote it down on there. But can I help you? I can write down all of y'all's names. I can pray for you. But honey, I can't do nothing for you. Are you listening to me this morning? I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to encourage you. I'm trying to get you close to God. Don't get close to me. I'll hurt you. Get close to Him. He'll never bother you. Somebody say amen. Oh, can I help you? It's people and it's preachers and it's people all over planet Earth today who's wanting the glory. They want to be on top of the pedestal. I'll just be the rock. I want to get you to Him.
Amen.
I need to get the church to Him. And people don't understand that. They can't comprehend that. They don't want to understand that we've got to get back to the basics of the gospel. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We got to get back to the gospel with the basics of it. And we're trying to teach and we're trying to preach it. And we're trying to even get up our own intellect. It doesn't matter how smart you are. It doesn't matter how smart I am. Because we're all in this thing together. We're a child of the King. Can I get a witness? Say amen. Amen. Oh, it's all about Him.
Right.
And His grace.
Yes.
Paul told the church, he said, it's by grace are you saved. It's by grace. hey, a reflection of God's love in action. Somebody say amen. Woo! Makes me want to get up and go. Somebody say amen in this place. I'm telling you, if I go out, John, hang on, honey, I'll be back in a minute, all right? Oh, you listen to me, you listen to me. Well, hey, it's a reaction of God's love for you and me. As I taught in Sunday school, and I believe without a shadow of a doubt, God gave me that. Hey, he had me to teach on that because he knew where I was going to preach at 11 o'clock. I believe that with all my heart. But the bottom line on it is, hey, look at me, you need to understand, hey, the only reason we're saved is because God loves us. Are you with me? Hey, look, the only reason we know God is that God commended his love toward us while we were yet a sinner. Did you hear me? A sinner. Hey, we was lost and undone on our way to a devil's hell. But hey, look here. Hey, being a reflection of how good and how holy and how righteous God is and how much he cared for you and how much he cared for me. Oh, regardless where we've been, regardless what we've done, oh, God just overlooked it. He reached down farther than we can reach up. He picked us up out that mucket and establish our going. As I said this morning, put a new song in our mouth. Hey, we ought to be shouting for God. Somebody say amen.
Yes.
Why? By the grace of God are you saved. Why? Because God committed his love toward us while we were yet a sinner. Christ died for us.
Right.
Now, I don't know about you, but that's enough to make me have a Baptist fit. Yeah. Woo! Somebody say amen. Now, I know that scares the independent, fundamental, Bible-believing, cake-baking, soup-making, always independent Baptist. It just bothers. Well, that's what I come for, to bother you. God bless you, son. Hey, God bless you. You listen to me. That's what I'm doing. I'm bothering them everywhere I go. I hope I make them mad. I hope I hire level. I hope I do something to affect them so bad that they understand that it's not about us. It's about him and his grace. Somebody say amen. We got to get back to the basics. We got to get back to God. We're wondering what's wrong with the world. It's us.
Yes.
It's not Obama. And I didn't vote for your president. I'm not going to vote for his sister either. Bible says a spade's a spade, and y'all just call a spade a spade. Birds of the feather flock together. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Let me quit running around and get back on this message. I really don't care who wins, because I'm already a winner.
Right.
I don't care who wins that thing. It don't make no difference to me. Ain't got enough money to have all these speeches and have all these meetings and have all this stuff set up. Why don't they feed the poor in America? Come on, why don't they help the elderly in America, huh? Why don't they go and won't start doing right? Don't want to tell everybody what they ain't. All of them's a pack of lies. Ain't none of them holy. Ain't none of them right. Every one of them's a liar from hell. All of them need to be saved. Somebody say amen. How are they going to be saved? They need to receive a reflection of God in you. Hey, God loved us so much, hey, that he was willing to die for us when we was lost and undone. Hey, living a devilish life on our way to hell. Hey, God still cared for you and God still cared for me. Hey, he reached down farther than we could reach up. And he still saved our soul. Penciled our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Somebody say amen. Oh, hey, look at Paul said, I want you to be still because it was about God's grace. It's about his grace. Why is that so, preacher? Well, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. Honey, hey, Paul said, you need to understand what this grace does. He said there was a Savior that died for you that you didn't even know nothing about till you received him. Somebody say amen. He said, then you got to comprehend how much he really loved you, how much he cared for you, hey, how far he was willing to go for you. Honey, if you and I would stop and we would comprehend how far God went through it, open God to the place of the skull of Calvary outside of Jerusalem. Oh, when he hung down a whole rugged cross, you know what he said? Hey, he could have called 10,000 angels. Oh, to pick him up and take him off that cross. Oh, but you know what he said? He said there's a loudmouth redneck preacher coming along out of the hills of the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia. His name is J.D. Walker. And he said, I'm going to die for him. I'm going to live in him. I'm going to give him the courage. I'm going to give him the spirit. I'm going to give him that power. Oh, all is near just to stand up and tell people how good I am. Oh, listen to me this morning, church. Oh, Paul said, he said, stop! He said it for you, by his grace, that he commended his love toward you. And he loved you so much that you got eternal life. Are you with me? That for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
He said, stop, be still. Try to get a comprehension of what I'm teaching, what I'm penciling down in this Bible, so you, the churches can come behind you, can grasp on it.
This book is bigger than I'll ever be able to preach, I'll ever be able to understand. But if I can just get a fraction of it, Brother Donnie, a little bit, just give me the simple scriptures. Somebody say amen. I don't need nothing deep. I got something so deep, now it's going to reach from earth to heaven. Somebody say amen. What? Wow, I felt it. Yeah, I did. Hallelujah. Oh, listen to me. What did he say? He said, God commended his love, that whosoever shall call upon him shall be saved. Why? Well, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He that believes not is condemned already. He that believes not is condemned already, for we have not believed in the only begotten name of the Son of God. He said, God's grace. God's grace. He said, God came for you. And God came for me. He said, stop, be still. Hey, get a reflection of that love. That love in action, that unmerited favor. Hey, when we were unworthy and we were undeserving, that God was willing to reach even unto you. Even to you. Hey, you know something, honey? Hey, sometimes I get a feeling bad. Y'all ever get a feeling bad? Oh, look here. Sometimes I get down. Y'all ever get down? Oh, listen to me. Sometimes I think about this and I worry about that. I feel like everything I'm doing is just a mess. I don't feel like I'm in the will of God. Hey, sometimes I feel like I'm so far away from God. Somebody say I'm in this place. I just feel that way sometimes. And you know what? There's a God in heaven, my Father. He owns a cattle of 1,000. Y'all with me? Shake your head. Move, do something. Amen. Unto God. Quit being so cotton-picking steel. Amen. I'm telling you, look at this morning. I'm telling you, when I get to thinking about what God's done for me, and God in heaven turns that veil on, he said, up, there's my servant. Somebody say amen. He said, he ain't feeling where I ought to be today. He ain't everything he ought to be for me today. He said, let me go by and stir him up a little bit. And you know what? I get to thinking about what God done for me. And you know something, all of a sudden, I'm going down the road, and if the right people come by at the right time, they'll lock me up. They'd put me in asylum. They would think I was crazy. They'd think I'd done lost it. Because just by myself and that Holy Ghost inside that truck or inside that car, honey, it comes unglued. You say, why? It's about his grace. Paul said, for by grace are you saved. We're saved because God loved you. God loved you. God loved me. And we understand that love. And we was willing to accept that love, that expression of that cross in heaven. And when we accepted him, when you got under that conviction, are you listening to me? Shake your head. You can never be saved unless you get under conviction. He says, unless he that sent me convicts you.
Right.
Say amen. A lot of people said a prayer in hell today because they said unbelievingly, unfaithfully. But hey, them that he goes by and sticks his finger down their mouth, down their throat, and he wiggles their heart. Whoop! Somebody say amen. And he gets that thing a skipping a beat. Somebody say amen. And he twiggles it around. And it's something you ain't never felt before. And all of a sudden, the first time in your life, your heart speaks to your cotton-picking head. Somebody say amen. And all of a sudden, you're trying to figure out, am I on drugs? I haven't drank nothing. I ain't took too much medication. I know I'm sitting in church. I know I'm right. It's nothing wrong with me, but something is happening to me. Somebody say amen. Amen. And all of a sudden, all the sweet Holy Ghost of God, he reveals your life before you. He lets you know where you've been. He lets you know what you've done. He lets you know what you're guilty of. And he shows you the penalty thereof. Hell and all of its destruction and that lake of fire. And all of a sudden, there's something inside of you. Oh, it breaks on the inside. Oh, let me help you. Hey, your heart for the first time tears your head. And all of a sudden, them tears start falling. Oh, you lift me this morning and say amen. Oh, you start crying. And you don't even know why you're crying. And you don't understand what's going on. Oh, but all you know is something is happening, and it's bigger than you are. It's greater than you are. And before you know it, you've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart. And next thing you know, you're telling all them people that you used to hang around about Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. Why? Because it's about grace. Paul told the church, he said, listen, stop, think, go back. He said, remember, for by grace are you saved. It would do me and you good this morning just to go back. Just to go back to that place in that time. That place in that time where God dealt with you. For the first time in your life, you knew something was going on inside of you. And you just couldn't grasp it. But you knew it was working in your heart. And your heart was telling your mind what you need to do. You know what? It'd be good this morning if me and you go back to that. And just stop and say, oh God, I thank you for letting me remember. I thank you that you haven't let that pass from me. I thank you, God, that I can go back to that place. I can go back to that time, July the 23rd, 1997, about 16, 18 minutes to 10 o'clock at night, had an old blue couch, 164 Clover Trail, Stuart, Virginia. Honey, I'm going to tell you what I done. I bowed that old couch. Whoops, somebody say amen. Hey, lost, undone, on my way to hell, Brother Bill. And I'm telling you, hey, look, here, something got over me, had never got on me before. I haven't done none of the modern drugs of the day, but I did everything in my ear, amen. Hey, I'm not proud of it. Hey, I'm not boasting about it, but I tell you what I am boasting about. I met something greater than all my sins. Somebody say amen. He came by me. I bowed my head. I asked him to come in my heart. All I know is when I got up different when I went down. I don't know what happened. I didn't see no star. I didn't see no moon. I ain't seen no sun. All I know is the preacher said, just do what I tell you to do. And that's what I done. And when I got up, honey, I didn't have to go to rehab. God was my rehab. Somebody say amen. I didn't have to go nowhere to get fixed. God fixed me. Somebody say amen. I didn't have to go anywhere. Like, and Paul's telling the church at Ephesus, he said, if you'll just stop, and stop what you're doing and be still and remember it was by His grace. Are you saved? It's His grace you are what today. It was His grace you are.
Right.
And me and you this morning could get real about ourselves and go back to that place and understand this, but by grace are you saved. Are you with me? Say amen.
Amen.
This is what He said. This is what He said. He said, for you are saved by grace, what? Through faith. It's not through, I ain't going to go there right now. Faith. What does faith do? Hey, Bible says in Isaiah, hey, look here, 64, he said, all our righteousness is that what? Of filthy rags. He said, look here, he said, all our righteousness, hey, Bible said, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It's none righteous, what? No, not one. Somebody say amen. That's what the Word of God says. But he said, if you remember about that grace, for His grace, if you remember, hey, look here, through faith being the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. Hey, with faith, all things are possible, but without faith, hey, you can do nothing. Somebody say amen. Oh, let me help you with a seed of thought. He said, if you had the faith the size of a mustard seed. Whoop, somebody say amen. I'm glad He didn't say an orange. I'm glad He didn't say an apple. I'm glad He didn't say a watermelon. Are y'all with me this morning? Hey, He made it simple because He knew that God's people were going to be simple. Somebody say amen. Man. Oh, listen to me. He said, if I could just get you to have enough faith, he's telling the church in Ephesus, he said, if you'll remember, it's by His grace through faith. He said, if you'll remember that grace, and he said, if you'll just get some more faith, somebody say amen, just the size of a mustard seed, he said, you can conquer everything that God puts you in front of you. He said, you can conquer the valley, you can conquer the mountain, you can conquer all your troubles, trials, and tribulations. He said, it's nothing in your life that God in heaven's going to put before you, and He ain't going to give you the grace to conquer on through it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Oh, he said by grace through faith. What's faith? Believing and trusting in God. I don't know what you got going on in your life, but you got to have faith in the one whose grace saved you.
Right.
We were talking about the physicians in the world this morning. Were we not? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm not trusting physicians. When I go to a doctor, I'm going to listen to him. Somebody say amen. Strange thing. The doctor, you'll go to a doctor and you'll know if it's true. I do the same thing. He'll tell you what's wrong with you. Come on, y'all with me? Shake your head. Go like this. Move a little bit. You'll find that it'll make you feel better if you're stretched. And you know what you'll do? The doctor said, well, I believe this is it. I believe you got a touch of this, or I believe this is happening, and he'll write you a prescription that you can't read. Now I'm going somewhere, just hang on. And I'm going to tell you how smart we are. Now remember, I'm putting myself with you. So that way you can't get mad and say, don't you have him back down there no more. We'll take that piece of paper that doctor said he thought this might be wrong with you. We'll carry to a pharmacist that only God in heaven can reveal what's on it, because they know exactly what it is. I've often wondered how they know when I can't read it. I don't even know if they know what they're feeling. They'll feel that. You'll pay them to feel that, just like you paid the doctor to give you that paper. Come on, you with me? And you know what you'll do? You'll read the inscriptions. Because see, they'll type that on there. They'll tell you what it is in English. And they'll say, take one tablet 3 times a day. And do you know what we'll do as people? I'm going somewhere, y'all with me? Shake your head. You know the reason y'all looking like you are? You're guilty. You're just as guilty as day and night. You'll take that bottle and just as quick as you can get you a Coke, get you some water, or your favorite drink is a cup of coffee. And you'll open that bottle and you'll stick that little stinking peel or that big peel in your mouth and you'll suck it down and you feel better already. I mean instantly, power, it's good, I'm okay. No, you just had faith in that doctor. You had faith in a prescription you couldn't read. You had faith in the person who filled it. And you had faith with what they put on the ball. But yet we can't put faith in God. Come on. Talk to me. You know I'm telling you the truth this morning. But you know what Paul said? And I got to shut her down, I reckon. Oh, listen to me. Listen to me well. Listen to me, listen to me. Well, Paul told the church, he said, be still, remember what God's done for you and how good His grace has been to you, where He's brought you from, what He's done in your life, how He's changed your life, how He made you prosper. And he said, the only way you're going to expand and you're going to grow and you're going to get any better in what you are, you're going to have faith in what you accepted in grace. Somebody say amen. You got to have faith. Hey, brother, I'm going to tell you, I don't know what's wrong with your liver. I have no idea, but I got something to tell you, preacher. My Father and your Father in heaven, foreknown by the foundations of this world. Honey, what was going to happen to you? What's going to happen to me? And he still has the healing power to reach out of the portals of heaven, touch that temple that he created, and make all things whole.
Amen.
Now, I don't believe in being a healing, but I do believe in divine healing. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
How does it work? By faith, through prayer. By faith, through prayer. Now I want to ask you a question. How are you saved? Come on now, we Baptists. How are you saved? Through faith, by prayer, by grace. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It's real elementary if you just grab something. I get a little wild crazy every once in a while, but it's good. God don't mess up, but I do. Somebody say amen. Oh, listen to me. I give you these 3 points and we go home. You put the meat on them. Amen? That was my opening. Woo! Y'all seem so excited. So excited. I'm glad you are. I am too. Number one, may I say it was God's grace that found us. Bible says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. May I say, I did not know my way. I did not know the avenue. I didn't know the street. I didn't know where to turn. I didn't know right or left. But can I tell you, there was a God in heaven who created all that's ever been created. And can I help you see the thought? He knew where I was just like He knew where you was. And it was God's grace that found us. Amen. Oh, ain't it good to know that there's one, hey, look here, that's waiting for us. Did you listen to me? He's waiting for us. Honey, there's going to be a grand homecoming. Reunion, baby. When we get in heaven, you know what they're going to say? I can already know what them bunch of suckers up there is going to say to me. Are y'all with me? Y'all say, listen, here comes that big mouth preacher. You know what they're saying this morning? Oh, Roger Williams, Mays Jackson, Billy Sunday, Oliver B. Green. You know what they crowds are saying? Preach, Johnny, preach. Yeah. They're rooting you. Hey, now you're rooting section. Why is that so impossible to you? Because the same God that found Tim has found us. And can I tell you, hey, the same God. Somebody say amen. I'm glad it was God that found us. Amen. I'm glad I'm not messed up in a religion. I'm glad I'm not messed up in a cult. I'm glad I'm not messed up in a denomination. Honey, I'm going to heaven because I'm a Baptist. I'm going to heaven because of grace and faith. Are you listening to me this morning? Why am I a Baptist? I just think their doctrine is first class. Somebody say amen. I believe we got the right doctrine. Amen. Hey, you said it, the Baptist. Whoop, let me just chase a rabbit. I know it's 10 minutes to 12. Let me help you. When you studied the move of the Baptist, have you ever done that? You need to do that unto God. It'll make you act different from what you act. When you study the early Baptist, and let me tell you something. The reason I got to act right. You know what God said about the Baptist? Now listen to me, y'all won't pay attention. You know what God said about the Baptist? He says, no greater man ever born of woman than John D. That puts him pretty much at the top level, don't it? I ain't got to argue about it. I ain't got to fuss about it. Bless God, I'll take the Bible and defend what I believe. Somebody say amen. No, I ain't saying that other crowd's not going to heaven. I hope all of them do. I don't want to see Obama go to hell. Are you listening to me? Hey, we as God's people should want them to have the same thing we got. Bible says if you got him living in you, he said, love thy brethren and love thy enemies. Say, and it's hard sometimes. Yes. Especially if you preach the truth. Somebody say amen. Mm-hmm. Oh, listen to me. Listen to me. It was God that found us. And you know what we need to do? Hey, we need to rejoice. Why? Because it's them saints that's gone on before us. Hey, when you go all the way back to Abraham, brother, and you study the line, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, when you go down that line, oh, and you start studying them men of God that come on behind them, running down to the time we're in. Hey, when you study the Baptist movement, you're going to find that we had a shout before the holiness. We had a shout before the revival of the religious realm. You're going to find out that the shout in God's house started in the Baptist church. Hey. 9-1 down the road, it started in the Baptist movement. And I wonder where that shouts went. I think we need to be still. I think we need to remember. It's about His grace. Our salvation is through faith by prayer through His grace. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me help you. It was God's grace that found us. Hey, can I help you with the seed of thought? It was God's grace that forgave us. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, excuse me, that may not mean much to you this morning. But I'm going to tell you something. It's not one of us here above nobody. You're either a lost sinner or you're a saved sinner. But we're all sinners. Can I get a head nod on that? Amen. We're all sinners. The greatest thing God done besides saving us and finding us was forgiving us. I'm glad He's a forgiving God. Amen. You know something? Every one of us deserve to go to hell. It's not no little sin. It's not no big sin. How, do you remember the woman at the well? Shake your head. Jesus went to Jacob's well. The apostles, they were hungry. He said, go on, buy meat. He said, but I got meat that you don't know nothing of. He says, it hasn't been revealed to you what I'm here for. What really feeds me is a woman coming to that well about 12 o'clock that day. Are you with me? She couldn't come from that Baptist religion, come down there in the morning, early in the morning, get the water. Because, see, that Baptist religion was talking about her. She had 5 husbands, and the one she was with wasn't hers. You know what Jesus did? He stayed at the well. He found her. Shake your head. He found her. You know why He found her? He knew exactly where she was at. He sat there right, and He revealed Himself to her. And He says, if you'll drink of this water, He says, I'll make you act like J.D. Walker. Somebody know He did not. He says, if you drink of this water, He says, you'll never thirst again. She says, oh, I know it's one coming. He said, no, He ain't coming. He's here. Somebody say, can I help you? He's here this morning. I've already felt it. Amen. Somebody say, amen. Now, you listen to me. You listen to me. Listen. Hey, that was a harlot in the Word of God, right? Shake your head. God went to her. God loved her just as much as He loved anybody else. He loved her just like He loved them fishermen. When He went by the Sea of Galilee and said, follow me. Follow me. Follow me. I'm going to preach that one day. Follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Somebody say amen. Huh? He found her. And God didn't look at how big her sin was. He just looked at her. And He said, look, I found you for a reason. He said, I'm going to forgive you your sin. Are you listening? Are you listening to me? Just like He forgave you and He forgave me. God, hey, He buried them as far as the east is from the west, the depth of the sea, no more to be remembered by God. Hey, listen, let me help you see. They're gone. They're gone. They're gone. It was God that found us and God that forgave us. And can I tell you something? Can I help you with the seed of thought? Hey, look here. Hey, God in heaven is the only one who can change lives. Find you where you're at. Forgive what's wrong in your life. And can I help you with the thought? Let me get this last point. Me and you'll go home. Say amen. I know y'all ready. I can look at you and tell you. It's God. Hey, look here. It ain't only going to be where He found it. His grace that forgave us. But it's going to be God that finishes it. Are you with me?
Yes.
Listen to me, child of God. We're getting ready to go home. We're getting ready to go home. Are you listening to me? I said we're getting ready. Now, it might excite you. You might like living here more than I do. Honey, I'm a pilgrim in a strange country. You don't beat it. Just look at the way I act. How you going to fit in up heaven when you get up there and all of them acting like me? Somebody say amen. You say, well, I don't know if they're acting that way. Honey, wait till you get there. How you going to fit in? Woo! Say amen. Oh, hey, look here. If the Baptist is not shouting, hey, put me with the holiness. I want to shout for the glory of God. Why? Because God's going to finish it. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe me also. In my Father's house are many mansions. When I saw, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. Can I help you with a seed of thought? He's a coming. He's a coming. Right. What should we do? Hey, look, don't let this world beat you down. Hey, don't let this world trouble you. Don't let the world... Bible says you'll know of the coming of the Lord by the signs. Amen? Can I report to you? I don't give a flip about a sign. You say, well, that's a pretty harsh word to use. No, I'm just revealing my heart to you. I don't care about a sign. I'm not looking for a sign. I'm looking for a Savior. Somebody say amen. I'm not looking for a sign. I'm looking for Jesus Christ to step out on a cloud of glory. An archangel to... Somebody say amen. Oh, and the dead shall rise, and we that remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air, and forever and ever and ever to be in the presence of a holy and a righteous God. How's that going to happen? By grace.
Yes.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I know where I'm going to live when I get to heaven. You say, well, preacher, I believe you went off the deep end. Honey, I'm going to stay off the deep end. I'm not your religious type. I'm not your, I ain't going to get in that religious realm. I'm not going to get in that educational realm. Hey, they can't throw nothing at me. I can't handle it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Most of the time, what we need to do is just shake it off like Paul did. Remember the serpent? Just shake it off. Keep on going. But can I help you with a seed of thought? I know exactly where I'm going to live when I get to heaven. I'm going to live at 1000 Holy Ghost Avenue. Heaven. Zip code. Unknown. You say, well, I don't believe that. Why not? Where do you think you're going to live when you get up there? What are you going to do when you get up there? You haven't thought about going home? You haven't thought about closing your eyes in death on this side? You haven't thought about leaving this life and stepping into a life that no one on planet Earth can reveal to you except for the Word of God? Death is a mystery thing, isn't it? Come on, talk to me. Bible said that, but it's appointed to every man. Hey, it's appointed to every man to die. And after this, the judgment. It's a coming. I can't wait. If he's in the zapping business, tell him to zap me right now. Why? Because that's the reason I'm living my life. I'm living my life to get to him. I'm living my life to him. Hey, all this stuff here don't matter to me. I want to see everybody saved. I want to do great things for him. I want to be known in heaven as I'm known. I want to be just like the great apostle Paul. Hey, you say, we ought not be that way. No, we need more people that have that ambition, that desire. Hey, want to be something for God.
Yes.
Not build up things for themselves on planet Earth. I want to be something there. I ain't caring for. I'll be at the Lord. I'll be at the Lord the temple here. I just want to be high over there.
Amen. Yes.
And when I get there, I'm going to have me a time. Honey, I'm going to set foot right up that street of gold. You say, well, preacher, we don't believe in all that. I can't help what you believe. But I'm going to tell you one thing. When I get to heaven, I'm going to be one happy guy. And you know something? You don't know it, but you're going to be one happy person too. When you look into the eyes, listen to me, and I'm closing. You listen to me. When you get there, and you get to see him. Oh, Brother Donnie, when we get to see you. That Lamb of God. Oh, listen to me, church. When we get to see them nail-scarred hands. When we get to see, Brother Bill, them nail-scarred feet. Listen to me, child of God. I'm trying to tell you Bible. When we get there in the presence of New Jerusalem. Somebody say amen. Oh, we get to see the King of Kings in all of his glory. When we get to see the reigns of all of heaven that is created. Built 1,500 square miles square, 1,500 miles high. Are you with me? Say amen. Oh, listen to me, child of God. When you and I get to go, and when you and I get to bow down, are you listening to me? Oh, and we need to get to
of God. Oh, the Lamb of God. The one. The one who sent His grace by you. The one who found you. The one who forgave you. And the one that's going to finish it for you.
Amen.
I think we need to be still. Need to remember how precious the days before us are better than those behind us. Now I want to ask you a question. Handful of people here this morning. And I'm glad you're here. But you know what I'm glad? I'm glad the Holy Ghost is here. You know something? Has God been good to you? Can you remember all the good things that God in heaven has done for you? Let me ask you something. Is He worth getting up? Is He worth getting up and coming and getting on this altar or getting across this fruit tree right here? And just say, God, I know it's not much to me, but I sure do want to thank you this morning that you know who I am. God, that you loved me so much that you came by me and you saved me. You found me, and I want to say thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Lord, that you forgave me of all the things that I do wrong. And God, I want to thank you in advance. Oh, that glorious day. What a day, glorious day that will be that we get to see Jesus. Oh, I wonder this morning, would you be willing to do that? Everyone stand, every head bowed, every eye closed. God spoke to you this morning. Maybe you just want to come, gather around the front pew, gather around the altar, and just say, Lord, I want to thank you for all the things you've done for me. Lord, I want to thank you that you found me. I want to thank you that you forgive me. I want to thank you, Lord, that you're going to finish it for me. Oh, just come and bow this morning. Hey, get around this altar. Be thankful to the one who's been so good to us. Oh, listen this morning. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Glad I'm saved this morning. I'm glad He came by me. I'm glad this morning, church, that I'm going to be able all to get to heaven to see the dear Lamb of God. All to associate with all the saints of God. Be you united with the loved ones who's gone on. Can I report to you, they're cheering you on this morning. They're cheering you on this morning. And oh, if we just take a minute, think back, be thankful. Oh, Father, in the lovely name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior and your Son, God, would you open up the portals of heaven as the psalmist prayed, and God, would you be merciful to us this morning? God, I thank you for the divine Word of God. I thank you, Lord, that it's so good to read. It's so good to meditate on. God, it's so good to move the Spirit. And Lord, I ask you this morning, God, would you be merciful to us? And God, I pray this morning, thank you for the opportunity, the privilege to stand behind this sacred desk. God, I ask you this morning, forgive me for saying things that may all not have been said. But God, you know my heart. You know I'm trying to reveal you, your goodness, your greatness. Lord, all I want is my life to be a light for you. And God, I pray this morning, ask you, dear God, for each and every one who's came forward, each and every one that's bowed their head before you and lifted up a prayer of thanks, that, Lord God, would you bless them? God, would you help them? Lord, would you lead God and direct their life? Thank you for their life and what they represent. Lord, I pray you let them be a witness until their city, as we're taught in Sunday school. But Lord, this morning, I pray for Faith Baptist Church in Ringo. Lord, I pray you'd touch it, you'd bless it, you'd manifest yourself in it. Lord, I pray for the dear man of God, my friend, my brother in Christ, Brother Donnie. And Lord, I pray, God, you'd just touch him. Lord, if it be your will, God, you'd do another miracle. Lord, you'd take this sickness away from him. Lord, that the dear man of God can stand up and proclaim the truth and the realness thereof. Lord, you know there's a great falling away going to your plan. But God, Lord, I want to be right. I want to be loving to you. And God, I know Donnie does. And Lord, I pray today, God, you'd just touch him.
heal him. God, make him whole. And I pray for his dear wife. Lord, as she stands beside of him, Lord, I pray you just give her that strength, that ability that she needs. Lord, I pray for this congregation. Lord, there'll be witnesses. Lord, their work and the opinion of the Lord. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for their help through our ministry. Lord, I thank you for my wife and what she means to me. Oh, God, I thank you for sending her my way. And Lord, I thank you that she's in the ministry with me. Lord, I pray that we'll surrender our lives to you. Lord, be real to you. Don't be a counterfeit, Lord. Lord, you give us souls for each and every one of our labors. For we ask it in the name of every name, the wonderful name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And may all God's people say, amen. Amen. God be the glory. Thank you, preacher, for letting me come. Thank you so very much.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. I love you, brother.
Amen.
It ain't but 6 minutes after 12. I did good.